Back in the 90s, even in the early 2000s, come to think of it, as the internet expanded, surprisingly, many businesses believed they didn't need a website. If you don't believe me, your local courthouse records for business bankruptcies will prove that fact. Now in this even higher tech and internet age, businesses are resting on their search engine optimization, SEO, may now be the ones saying that they don't need answer engine optimization, AEO. And to be fair, there are probably many who believe that having the first already being effective will flow easily, naturally into the second. Joining us to explain how wrong and dangerous for business success that belief will quickly become is the CEO of AIS Media, Thomas Harpointer. How are you today, Thomas?
Hello, Chris. Great. Great to be on the show.
And learn about the services of AIS Media. The website is indeed the obvious, AISmedia.com. And we do have the link at our homepage as well. For the novice and the less than tech savvy, just as a foundational definition, what is SEO and what is AEO?
A great question. I will say at AIS Media, we've been in the digital marketing business for over 20 years. And I can say without hesitation, the last 2 years have brought more disruption to search than in the prior 20. AI has changed the economics of visibility. Your site can rank number one today on organic search and still lose the click. So the battle is not just about ranking. It's becoming the source AI trusts enough to quote. So traditional SEO was all about getting ranked in the first, second, third page of Google, right? And the higher your rank, generally, the higher your site traffic. But today, AI search engines have commandeered a lot of that traffic. If your business is not cited within the Google Answers or ChatGPT or Perplexity or whatever AI it is, and a lot of that traffic just gets left behind. And that's really the difference between traditional SEO and AI search.
So is it really for someone who's just looking at this the first time, do they have to ask themselves, if someone asked a question, would my business supply the answer?
Yeah, that's right. AI search is not killing traditional search. It's really just killing the old click model. So for every 1,000 Google searches that are made, only about 360 of those end up on the open web. So people are, Google's AI search engine, Gemini, we've experienced this. You go to Google, you ask a question, and Google wants to be very helpful. It wants to answer that question directly, whereas before it would just give you a list of links to websites for you to go, do your own research, go do your own work. But now the Google AI wants to be helpful to the user and answer questions directly. Of course, that's great if your business is part of that answer. It's not so good if you aren't. If you're buried, further down on page 2, 3, or 4 in Google, it's even worse.
This all made me think back. I don't know if you're old enough to remember telethons on TV, and they were great for various organizations. And, within 24 hours, an organization could raise tens of millions of dollars. But as viewership trends changed, no one was going to sit there and watch a 24-hour TV program or even enough of it to make it cost-efficient. So that format went away. Is that the same with web users now? They don't want to take the time to go through even 5 or 6 pages of web search results if AI can get them into the express lane to what they want to find out.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You hit the nail on the head with that one. The problem, if we want to call it a problem, started with mobile, right? Once users started accessing the internet through their mobile phones, just by the size of the screen, the size of the screen itself dictates that we have less space and less time and less patience. When you're sitting at a doctor's office or on your sofa, you're less likely to read a 4,000 or 5,000 word article. You want quick answers to what you're searching for. Who's the best local dentist? What's a good price on a hotel? What about airline ticket prices? What's the weather in Spain? These answers are served up, that they have been served up, by search engines. But as people have become less and less patient, they want to get to the point quick. And they want the answer they're looking for rather than being searched on, sent on an errand to go check out these 20 websites if you're interested. Sometimes you just want a quick answer to your question. So I mean, there are, you know, all is not lost for businesses. If you have a business that's been on the web and you've created high quality original content, good social media posts, you're definitely at an advantage. And we're seeing that with our clients, whether they're large or small. But you do have to get to the point a little bit quicker because people, they're skimming headlines, subheadlines, maybe the first paragraph or two. But if you don't deliver value quickly, people lose patience and you lose their attention very quickly. And the same is with AI search engines. You do need to reformat your content so these AI search engines can figure out what the key points are that you're trying to make and decide whether your business should be cited or not.
Dr. Thomas Harpointer, who is the CEO of AIS Media, AISmedia.com, their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. So for the business owner, is it a matter of making authority the priority as opposed to just simple visibility?
That's a key point, because you have to consider, you know, how these search engines, these AI search engines, decide in the first place which business to cite. And they can't cite 1,000. They can't even cite 100. Generally, when we go to Google's overview, right, they're going to give you a few, 3, 4, 5 businesses at most. So how does the AI actually decide which business to cite? And one key is they want to cite credible, accurate sources. So they're looking for high authority. Businesses and companies that have been around a while, that provide original content, that have a solid presence. So being a high authority business that generates high quality original content with real facts, real figures, real help, the type of content that gets read, it gets shared, is going to rank a lot higher by the AI search engines than, you know, low authority content that's just recycled over and over again from third party sources.
When you look at the industries who are most at risk, because to me it seems like any industry is prone to this switchover if they've been lax in their content. There are ways to game a Google search versus, as far as I could figure out, you can't really BS AI. What are some of the things a business has to look for right now? Is it just simply asking different questions and seeing whether or not they show up in AI and an AI response or opportunity for sharing information? And if that happens, if they don't show up, what are some of the first steps they have to be taking?
Yeah, and that measuring, you have to be able to manage, you know, manage and measure success, right? You have to actually know where you stand today. And when this shift began just a couple of years ago, we started noticing this trend where traffic to some of our clients' websites started to decline, and they asked why. And, you know, we had to uncover that. However, at the end of the day, the real performance metric is business up or down? Because often website traffic from clicks from Google might go down, but websites that rank high in AI search that are cited get a lot more direct traffic. People, if they know that company by name, they search for it directly in Google. So the site may still be getting traffic, may still be getting phone calls, and the revenue may actually be up. So you have to be able to measure your success, not just by clicks, but by overall business success. And looking closely at Google Analytics, if you're able to use some type another tool, and we use several to see whether your business is ranked in AI search, whether it's organic search rankings are going up or down, and also to figure out what people are actually searching for, what do they care about? If you're a local dentist, for instance, it helps to know what people are actually searching for in topics. Are they searching for crowns? Are they searching for teeth whitening? You know, what's the hot topic that people are looking for answers, and then create the type of content that answers questions that people are asking. So it does require a little insight, and it helps to have, you know, a marketing team or somebody on your team or even an external team that can help guide you through that process. But the first step is to figure out where you stand today and what changes need to be made, because it does present a huge opportunity for businesses that end up getting cited by these search engines. It's not all doom and gloom. If you're properly positioned, I think, like in your show, you produce so much content over the years and you have such high authority that Google recognizes you as a trusted source already. So you definitely have an advantage than if you were just starting your show yesterday.
Yes, I'm honest to say, too, I got lucky as far as my website is a DIY project. I learned HTML many moons ago, which, you know, is a moot point with AI as well. If you're trying to build a website, or used to be the friend with the pickup truck, when someone wanted to move, they'd call. If someone needed a website, I'd get the call. But that, be that as it may, for AIS Media, someone contacts you, what are some of the first things you're going to do? And are you going to help them understand? I guess that's the important part, because to be led into something is one thing, but to do it with an understanding and appreciation of its importance, I think, is a whole different story.
Yeah, that's right. And every business is different. We've worked with startups and we've worked with Fortune 500s over the years. And just because a company is bigger doesn't automatically mean they know what they're doing or they have an advantage. Sometimes a small, quick mover can actually outmaneuver a much larger competitor who has a lot more content that they have to tackle. So our first step is always, I always say, look, you can't manage what you can't measure. And the first step is to figure out exactly where you stand today, is to perform that comprehensive analysis, you know, figure out how is your website positioned? Is your content currently ranking? Who are your top competitors? Are you gaining or losing traction? Where are we today? Let's understand the situation. And then from there, start to structure look at all the existing content and structure a go-forward plan. In many cases, you know, companies that have businesses that have a lot of content, a lot of blog articles, a lot of posts, they're already in a good spot. Now, the content may not be formatted optimally for AI search, which then means, you know, good news is we have a lot of content, but the challenge is let's get this content reformatted in a way that search engines, you know, these AI search engines actually read it. So that becomes the next step. And then the go forward plan needs to be creating the type of content that AI search engines really do care about. And this is where social media also comes in. If you have a strong social presence, you know, videos and posts, you know, other content across, let's say, well, Twitter, you know, it's X now, or LinkedIn or Facebook, you'd be surprised. Many of these AI search engines do also index social media content. It's not just about Google anymore.
No, I know that very well, too, and that adds to the foundation of authority that AI is going to look for your business. Again, change is always challenging. That's an understatement for the morning. But change, in this case, is certainly a necessity for a business to not just succeed, but even to survive, because you could get very easily and quickly overshadowed by your competition. And I'm pretty confident in saying that's something you do not want to happen. Learn more about the way to achieve more effective AEO as well as SEO. Contact AIS Media. You can contact them through their website, AISmedia.com. He is their CEO, Thomas Harpointer. Thomas, thank you for the education of AEO, and thanks for being here today.
Absolute pleasure, Chris. Thank you very much.